Welcome back. Founder of humanitarian and disaster relief organization Gift of the Givers, MTS Suleiman, speaks with us via Skype. Mr. Suleiman, thank you very much for joining us. Now, you have personnel on the ground in Syria. What's their reaction been to the latest bombing?
My personnel have been through the... Good evening. Sorry, Kabila, good evening. My personnel have been through this kind of disaster since March 2011. Nothing in Syria shocks them anymore. What shocks them is the world's lethargy to try to save those people who have been affected, innocent people who have been bombed countless times in the last 7 years. And this is just another escalation. My teams are too far from the affected area. Our hospital is in a place called Darkush, which is 360 kilometers away from Eastern Ghouta. And the terrain and the road and the blockages and the bombing from there to Darkush is virtually impossible to reach. All they say is, we pray for our people, but this is nothing new. It's been happening over and over again for the last 7 years.
Now, you date back to as far as 2011. How's your organization received in that country so far? And how are your relations with the different warring factions there?
Well, we keep a very neutral situation. We keep very neutral with all the warring factions. Because given the nature of the war itself, we don't get politically involved. Not for this war, any war, for anything for that matter. In that area like that, there's continuous flux. People keep changing in the area where we are. So all we do is we save lives. People come to the hospital. We don't ask which group you belong to, where you come from, where you were fighting. You bring your child, your wife, yourself, you come, we treat you, and we send you out. Our only focus is to save lives. And why I say things change, when we opened up the hospital at that time, the civilians, it was in 2013, the civilians had moved, they were the only people in the area. There were no soldiers, the civilians had protested, they had rebelled, and all other troops had moved out. There was no army, there were just civilians. A few months later, the Free Syrian Army came into the area. They were in charge. A year or two later, it was ISIS in the area. The day after, it was Nusra. And it keeps changing. And we keep our same focus. Serve the people without favor and save lives. In that way, the security and the safety of our hospital has been guaranteed, and the safety and security of our personnel has guaranteed, to the point that we've grown so much, we see 14 to 15,000 patients a month.
Now, speaking of saving lives, this week's attack was in the rebel-held Syrian enclave of Eastern Ghouta. Are your personnel in danger?
Well, they're not in that area. They're far from that area. But we are in 360 kilometers away from that area. We're not in danger at all. Of course, no place in Syria is safe. In the area that we operate, quite a few times, Assad's army planes have tried to bomb our hospital. In fact, when the South African team went across in 2013, they tried on numerous occasions to bomb us and the hospital. 3 years ago, a car bomb was placed about a kilometer outside the hospital. So the personnel are never safe in where we are or anywhere else inside Syria. Because one of the primary targets for us are hospitals, clinics, schools, marketplaces, places of worship. Those are all targets for us. So no hospital, no doctor, no ambulance is safe. What we are worried about inside Ghouta is the professor of the head of the hospital in Darkush. The professor is the head of the medical council. He's been there for several years, and he is at risk, as are all the other medical personnel working with him inside Ghouta.
Like you mentioned, this has been going on for many years now. Is there political will to save the people of Syria?
No. There's no political will. There never was, and there never will be. If there was, well, then you could have, for 7 years, it can't take people 7 years to realize there's something crazy going on inside the country, where more than 15 million people have been displaced, where people are massacred in every part of the country, where people take ships and boats to go across to Europe, and many of them drown on the way, and more than a million people have lost their lives. So many have been tortured, so many have been imprisoned. It can't take the world 7 years to realize that something is seriously wrong. If you take the situation and compared it to Bosnia, within months, the international community interacted and intervened. There was a no-fly zone, there was an arms embargo, there were safe havens, there were aid agencies from everywhere in the world inside. The whole world media was inside Bosnia, and that war stopped within 3 years. If you go inside Syria, you don't see anything of the sort compared to what happened in Bosnia. So the conclusion is, let's look the other way and let the people of Syria be destroyed.
We'll have to leave it there, Mr. Suleiman. Thank you very much for joining us on SABC News. That was Gift of the Givers founder, MTS Suleiman, joining us for the latest in Syria. We'll have more news.